Boost your testosterone naturally. 6 proven tips you need to know. I'm Hamza Aziz, the producer of the Talking With Docs podcast. You might know Talking With Docs from their popular YouTube channel. No pills, no injections, just natural ways to keep your testosterone levels up.
How to increase your testosterone naturally. We've cracked the code, solved the secret.
Let's go, Mr. T.
Let's go, Mr. T. Shout out to the A-Team and B.A. Baracus.
I pity the fool that thinks they understand testosterone completely.
Okay, so testosterone is a sex hormone that is made primarily in the reproductive organs, tested in the ovaries as well as the adrenal glands, for through a complex pathway where your hypothalamus talks to your pituitary gland, then your pituitary gland talks to your gonads to make testosterone.
It's a hormone, right?
It's a hormone.
And that, what that is the body's way of one organ talking to another organ that's far away.
What's really cool about hormones is they're made with a molecule that everyone thinks is really bad for us.
Cholesterol, maybe.
Cholesterol is a cholesterol-based molecule. Cholesterol is a critical part of that synthesis pathway to make hormones. But thankfully, our body makes most of the cholesterol we need to make these things.
And that system of hormones making one organ talk to another is called your endocrine system.
Endocrine system.
And if you have a problem with it, you see an endocrinologist.
There you go.
Which we've had on our show before.
We have, for sure. So low testosterone is a very common problem. So as we age, after about age between 20 and 30, our testosterone starts to go down.
So is it low, or is it just part of the natural aging process?
So it depends on the individual, and depends on your symptoms and how it negatively affects your life. That's how you kind of determine what to do about it. But generally speaking, it does go down over time. In younger people, the incidence can be in the 2 to 12%, but men over 50 years old is in like the 30%, and over 80 years old, it's even as high as 40 to 50%. Not everyone that has lower testosterone necessarily needs treatment. It really depends on a whole host of factors. So, first of all, how would you even know if you have low testosterone? What kind of symptoms would you have?
Well, you'll have decreased energy.
Number one complaint is people feel like they have no energy. They're tired all the time. Doesn't matter. They're
tired. Your mood can be down.
Yeah, so you can be depressed, or you could have big mood swings are part of it. Reduced libido and sexual functions. So not only the desire to have sex, but also your ability to have sex can be drastically reduced, as well as decreased muscle mass and decreased bone density. So osteoporosis, something that can even happen in men as their testosterone goes down. So low T leads to low, a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, low to low.
Right, so how are you gonna find out or diagnose this problem? You're typically gonna go to your doctor. They're gonna do a blood test to look for testosterone, a combination of either total testosterone or free testosterone. Usually this is best done in the first 3 hours of being awake, because that's when our testosterone is the highest, and multiple levels. So you're not gonna do it once and go, oh no, my T's low. You're gonna do it multiple different times just to make sure some of those other variables are controlled for, and then that would give you the diagnosis of normal or low testosterone.
Yeah, but not everyone needs to go get their testosterone checked. Definitely
Agreed.
Not. If you're experiencing several of these symptoms
yes.
and feeling this way, then maybe. But the average person, if you're in the absence of those symptoms, you don't need to have your testosterone.
Agreed. But this is really common. A lot of you are looking for ways to boost their testosterone naturally, so we're going to give you 6 of them.
Okay, just take a pill.
Yeah.
So, no.
Okay, so actually that's number 7, and we're actually not going to talk about that in this video, but we are going to talk about testosterone supplementation in another video, which is becoming a very popular thing. So number 1, just like it is a solution to almost every single chronic condition in the human being, exercise.
Yeah.
Exercise can increase your testosterone. There are good randomized controlled trials in humans that show exercise can increase your testosterone. It's very specific types of exercise. This is exercise that is done at a very high intensity.
Yeah.
So with respect to cardio type activities, high intensity interval training is the way that you have the highest chance of increasing your testosterone the most.
Yes, and resistance training. Now, exercise has benefit in so many areas of health. And it's not independent, okay? It's because all these factors overlap. That's why you see, if you exercise, you're increasing your bone density.
Right.
You're not losing it as fast. Maybe that's partly because of the mechanism of testosterone.
Right. So when it comes to high intensity interval training, there's very specific recommendations. This is very high intensity. So sprinting, essentially all out, 20 to 30 seconds with 60 to 90 second breaks, doing that 6 or 8 times in a session, and then doing that 3 or 4 times a week. Consistency is really key in this. You can't just do this once a week and think that you're going to get the benefits for all week long. With respect to, obviously, some people can't sprint full speed. Obviously,
your ability to sprint really goes down
as you get older.
Just because your joints don't move as well.
Right. So what I would say, you can do running. You can do it full out on a bike. You theoretically could do it swimming. It's much harder. But if you cannot do high intensity exercise, that's okay. There is also evidence that shows moderate intensity does provide the testosterone benefit. It's just not as great as the high intensity.
Yeah.
With respect to lifting weights, just to give you some practical guidelines, we're talking about lifting within 80 and 90% of your maximum one rep max, usually lower reps, so 5 or 6 reps per set rather than 8 or 10 or 12, which are more defined for endurance or getting shredded. They're more bulky. We want to get strong and get big.
Bulk up.
Okay.
Your testosterone.
Number one, exercise. Okay, number two.
Sleep. All right. Sleep. This one is an underrated health pillar. Okay. It is just as important as exercise, just as important as the food you eat, just as important getting your stress down is getting enough sleep.
Right.
But it seems to be one of the first ones that we ignore, especially if we live a busy life, because it's very hard to carve away time to sleep. It always is the thing that suffers the most.
Right.
But it is ultimately important for many reasons, one of which is your testosterone level.
For sure, and a bunch of different things about sleep. So ideally you wanna get between 7 and 9 hours, which is difficult to do, but you need to prioritize your sleep just like any other health activity, whether it's eating right or exercising. Sleep is right there, if not above some of these. So 7 to 9 hours. One thing,
I was gonna say.
Yeah, sure.
If you're watching our videos, you're halfway there.
Right.
We are guaranteed to put you to sleep before the end.
So. And not only just the amount of sleep, we need good quality sleep. You need to have sleep that's not disrupted by a host of other things. If you're getting up multiple times a night, this actually can prevent you from going deep into sleep. And when testosterone is made is in stage 3 sleep and REM sleep, which is our deepest types of sleep. So you really need to do this. It's really important because that is when testosterone is formed in our body.
Tell that to the guy who makes our call schedule, because I was on call last night and got a couple calls in the middle of the night.
I'm the guy that makes the call schedule. That's why he's looking at me like that. I don't make the calls, I make the call schedule. But yeah, really important, have good sleep hygiene. We actually have a video about this. So, you know, cold room, dark room, noise that helps you go to sleep, and avoiding caffeine. Did you know, I learned that this week, and we're gonna do a video about caffeine at some point. Do you know how many hours before you go to bed you're supposed to not have caffeine?
1 hour?
No.
3 hours?
No.
4 hours?
No. So ideally, they say 8 to 10 hours. It's like you get up, you're like, okay, no more caffeine. No. Right? So eight to 10 hours, they say, and the trouble is, I was watching this really interesting guy and do a talk about caffeine and sleep, is that even if you get sleep right away and you sleep all night, but you take caffeine right before your bed and you're like, caffeine doesn't affect me, I can sleep well, you actually are getting poor quality sleep because of that caffeine. So don't fool yourself. Reduce your caffeine consumption before you go to bed. Otherwise, it could cause lots of problems.
That's just common sense, right?
Just common sense.
Take a stimulant.
I used to be that guy, because I'd have, like, with my wife and I would have, like, tea at night, and she'll have, like, a decaf green tea. I'll make, caffeinated tea. It's fine for me. I fall asleep.
Put her caffeine in my tea.
Yeah, give me her portion. But now I don't do that anymore.
No. Good idea.
The way our channel's changing our life again.
Yeah.
Okay, number three. This one seems so obvious, and people are going to be like, oh, yeah, thanks for the tip, hotshot. Reduce your stress. So, how does stress affect testosterone production? Well, when we're stressed, our bodies release cortisol. Cortisol is what allows us to go into the fight or flight type mechanism. And the thought being, kind of evolutionarily, is that in the moment, if you're in a fight, you don't need to work on building up muscle mass or having sex drive. You need to be able to run. So testosterone production is blunted. So if you have chronic stress and chronically elevated cortisol, this reduces your testosterone production, as does chronic inflammation and all these negative effects it has on our health. So you need to reduce your stress, whether that's with meditation, getting out of toxic relationships if possible, having healthy relationships around you, doing things that you enjoy, reduce your stress.
Yeah. Snap your fingers and get rid of your stress.
I know.
Good luck.
We recognize this is complicated, but just beware.
Talk to the guy who makes our call schedule, because I was on call last night. It was stressful. Okay, number four is nutrition.
Okay, right? So you're going to tell me all the foods that I can take specifically that are going to give me a testosterone boost?
No, well, there are no foods that you can get to take to give you a testosterone boost.
I think that's worth repeating. So there is not a single food that has ever been shown in the absence of a deficiency that has been shown to increase your testosterone production, regardless of what the claims may be.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Not gonna
However, maintaining a healthy diet maintains your organs and maintains your endocrine organs, and those organs are crucial for the creation of testosterone.
Right.
So a healthy diet in general, like an unhealthy diet, put it this way, there's no food that's gonna bring up your testosterone.
Agreed.
But an unhealthy diet will reduce it.
And when we say healthy diet, we mean adequate amounts of protein, a good healthy amount of healthy fats.
Mm-hmm.
You do require carbohydrates, regardless of what social media might tell you that carbs are evil, but they are not. And then adequate vitamin D, zinc, and magnesium. These are all critical cofactors in the pathway of making testosterone.
And so, fiber. Did you say fiber?
And fiber. Fiber. I don't think, I'm not sure if fiber has been shown to increase testosterone.
Well, fiber is part of a healthy diet.
Yeah, and facilitates vitamin D, and I would agree with you. Fiber is important.
All right.
Okay, number five, healthy weight. So people are like, why does healthy weight, why does my weight have anything to do with testosterone production? Well, interestingly, the more adipose tissue that you have, particularly in the periphery, it can convert testosterone to estrogen through an enzyme called aromatase. So this is called aromatization. So the more weight that you carry, and particularly if you have abdominal obesity, this has been shown very directly to reduce the amount of circulating testosterone in your body. So losing weight through exercise is going to increase your testosterone because exercise helps. Mm-hmm. And then once you lose the weight, it's actually going to help the peripheral conversion of testosterone to estrogen go down. So this will raise your free testosterone. So
you got to think, so adipose tissue is your fat tissue, and your fat tissue is a reactor. Chemical stuff is happening in that tissue. It's not just sitting there insulating you.
Agreed.
I mean, it's an energy storage device. That's why we're able to make fat, but it is a reactor. So chemical processes are happening, and too much of it does tip the balance.
Yes. Okay, number six.
The last one is to try to avoid the things that inhibit testosterone.
Inhibitors, okay.
Inhibitors.
Do we know any inhibitors specifically?
I hate to say it.
I know.
But alcohol is an inhibitor. So yes. Like we said on this channel many times, and like we are both guilty of enjoying alcohol every now and again, it can be bad for your health. And here's one way that it can inhibit your health by reducing your testosterone level.
We really need to do a video on alcohol.
No, we don't.
It's not going to be popular, but no. I think
we've done one.
It can be a really short video. Okay, the safe amount of alcohol is zero.
We've done the video in the past.
Yeah.
And we've mentioned it a lot.
A lot, yes.
But it's a risk balance.
For sure, yes.
And then, you know, there's a lot of environmental pollutants that can reduce your testosterone.
Yeah.
And one of the big ones these days that we hear about a lot is plastics. A lot of plastics in the environment.
Yeah.
Other plastics from industry that get broken down and get into our system through our water, through our breathing, through our food.
Yeah.
Or plastics we use in our food chain to try and preserve our foods, to store our foods and to transport our foods. A lot of these plastic containers, some of that plastic does leach out into your food.
Right.
That's a man-made chemical.
Man-made chemical. Probably shouldn't be eating it. It wasn't designed to eat, but it's ended up in our food and in our bodies for sure. So the last thing that we would say with respect to testosterone supplementation, we are going to do a video about it. This is a conversation that you need to have with your doctor. And this is going to correlate with a whole bunch of things. Not only your blood tests, so actually how much testosterone you have, but the severity of your symptoms, how they're negatively impacting your life. And it is a bit of a nuancey kind of treatment. It's a word that I hear a lot now, it's nuance. Mm. You know, that's more nuanced than that.
That's a little
nuanced. But I think it is. So you need to talk to your doctor and then decide together whether or not the risks and the benefits are aligned for you considering such a treatment. If you've done all the things that we've talked about and you've been not been able to increase your testosterone naturally.
The symptoms are pretty vague. Though.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
And a lot of other diseases have them, right?
Non-specific, right? Because of fatigue, mood swings, you know, down, feeling down, having no energy. Yeah. Those are symptoms of a lot of different pathologies that can be going on, but testosterone is one of them.
Well, and specifically too, I guess on that same note, is that there are other things that can cause low testosterone, like medical conditions.
Oh, yeah.
Like obesity, like sleep apnea, like hypothyroidism. There's a bunch of them, even pituitary issues or things that are right along that endocrine axis. Yeah. So obviously, if you had really low testosterone, your family doctor would do tests to make sure that you don't have any of those correctable, identifiable things, rather than just low testosterone related to aging.
In general.
Now you know. If you like this video, please like it, subscribe to our channel, leave a comment about your testosterone, what you've done to increase your testosterone, what your thoughts are on this topic.
Yeah, I'm sure there's many of you who are just on supplements, just even though you're not low, but you've somehow gotten yourself a hold of testosterone supplementation. Let us know how you're feeling and how that's making you feel. That'll help other people who are researching this topic by sharing your experience with it. And remember, you are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time.